terrorism and a near civil war in the North African nation of Algeria have caused more than 50,000 deaths since 1993. And now there are reports of new atrocities in which armed men have slaughtered as many as 80 people. David Culhane reports from Paris.
There are new accounts of three incidents over the past several days in which buses were stopped and the passengers attacked with knives and axes. According to the latest report, more than 60 people were killed. And that was in addition to an assault last Thursday in which 17 more victims died. Throat cutting and decapitation have been identified in Algeria as the signature style of radical Islamic fundamentalist forces. These terrorists are determined to unseat the army-dominated regime in Algeria. The reports come from two reliable Arab newspapers, but Algerian authorities have declined to confirm the killings, and as is typical, no groups have claimed credit. Today, the London-based Arabic daily newspaper Al Hayat reported two attacks on buses over the weekend. Men armed with rifles, daggers, and axes attacked two buses and killed the passengers. The modus operandi called for fake police roadblocks, interrogations, and then massacres. Al Hayat reports that more than 60 people were killed in these incidents. Al Hayat said men, women, and children of all ages were included among the victims. All came from a particular town, and the newspaper speculated that the killers may have wanted to stir trouble among Algeria's tribes. In the Thursday incident, reported by the Algerian newspaper Al Watan, 17 people were killed. Witnesses told the newspaper that armed men once again had set up a fake police barricade and stopped a bus 90 miles south of the capital of Algiers. When the passengers, all young people aged 17 to 25, declined to join with the terrorists, they were killed there on the roadside. The Islamic fundamentalist campaign of terror started after the Algerian army canceled elections that Islamic parties appeared about to win. The Islamic fundamentalist forces are not necessarily supported by great numbers of Algerians. The population last November overwhelmingly voted for peace, and the hope was that the government would have new elections and draw in moderate Islamic parties. So far, that has not happened. The terrorists launched bomb attacks in France last year in retaliation for French support for the Algerian government. And early this month, a French bishop was killed in Algeria shortly after he met with the French Foreign Secretary, Hervé de Charette. For National Public Radio, this is David Culhane in Paris.